Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa about the Affordable Care Act, the inauguration, and his upcoming 99-county tour. This is part two of a two-part interview.
We're hearing a lot about the Affordable Care Act right now. Will there be a replacement plan before it's repealed, or can you give us an update regarding that?
I have to give you two updates. One is that if repeal comes separately from replacement, it would only come because Republicans won an election based on a proposition that for 4 or 5 years we were promising repeal and do it the first thing when we got a president that was a Republican. And if we don't do it soon, then people accuse us of not keeping our word. But if it could be repealed and replaced on the same series of votes close together, that'd be ideal. But in the meantime, there's going to have to be a transition period anyway, just like there was a transition period for Obamacare. It was enacted early in 2010, and it was 2013 before it even started out. So 3 years of transition. So when we undo everything that's bad about Obamacare, then it's going to take a period of transition. So in that period of transition, people that have health insurance aren't going to lose their health insurance when we move to something different. So those are the two tracks that are possible.
And you have said in repealing Obamacare, you want to protect access to medical care for Americans. Are there certain parts of the Affordable Care Act that you would like to see kept?
Yeah. People can get insurance even with pre-existing conditions, and keeping kids on the parents' health insurance until they're 26 or some other age.
All right. Moving forward, this week is the inauguration, a very busy time in D.C. What are the plans for you with the inauguration this week?
Well, I will go to the inauguration, which is on the west front of the Capitol. We're going to the Iowa delegation, including all four congressmen and two senators, will have a reception for Iowans on Capitol Hill on Thursday afternoon, so that's almost 24 hours before the inauguration. There will be a luncheon with the president-elect for committee chairman and wives and maybe other dignitaries in the Capitol immediately after the inauguration, and I'll go to that. Then there will be all sorts of balls going on in this town, and I'm not going to go to any of those. There will be Iowans on Saturday night that will have a inaugural ball, that's pretty much just for Iowans that either live in the Washington area or people that are traveling out here for the inauguration. And that'll go on for 4 hours, but I'll go to that Saturday night and spend about 1 hour there. And that's probably all of my participation. I'll be in the office probably watching the parade. I could be on the parade route if I wanted to. I could probably be in a viewing stand with a lot of other members of Congress, but I've never done that, and I think it's a waste of time when you can watch it on television and see it really better than you can from a viewing stand.
And then you don't have to worry about the weather.
That's right, and there is a possibility of rain. We heard on the radio this morning that maybe the rain wouldn't start until afternoon. Which I hope is true, so that the president can get through his speech. If they have to have the parade in the rain, that's another thing, not ideal, but it's quite a bit different than the president giving his inaugural in the rain.
And lastly, I know that you're preparing for your 99-county tour. Would you like to tell our listeners about that?
Well, it was supposed to start Monday of this week, which was a national holiday, with meetings in Grundy County and Blackhawk County. But because of the ice storm coming, and I don't know whether you had the ice storm in southeast Iowa, but we had a lot of ice. So I took the prediction of people that there wouldn't be a lot of traveling on Monday, the holiday. So I came back Sunday and canceled my meeting. So it'll be July 26th before I start my 99-county tour again. And the simplest way to answer your question is that I've been at least one Q&A with constituents in every county every year since I've been in the United States Senate. So when I start out again this year, it'll be for the 37th year in a row of holding town meetings in every county every year.
That's been today's Washington Page with Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.